Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, we'll have clearing skies in the mid-70s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tonight, mostly clear, upper 40s. Winds will be from the northwest at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, isolated rain showers in the afternoon, upper 70s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy skies, showers and thunderstorms likely. We'll see temperatures in the upper 50s. Right now, it's 54.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. A Kansas school says that two people killed in a fiery mid-air collision earlier this month in Arizona were a flight instructor and a student. Dodge City Community College identified the instructor in a news release Friday as Jessica Brandle and the student as Michael Papendick. Police in Chandler, Arizona said last week that Papendick was 34 years old, Brandle was 27. The school said in the news release that their families had asked for privacy. They were in a helicopter that crashed into a single-engine plane on October 1st near the municipal airport for the Phoenix suburb of Chandler. A 55-year-old Texas woman died after a vehicle she was riding in drove off the highway in south-central Kansas and rolled over the weekend. The Kansas Highway Patrol said the Saturday afternoon crash happened along U.S. Highway 81 in Sumner County shortly before 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon. 55-year-old Irene Vasquez de Salinas of Far, Texas, was killed in the accident. Four others sustained only minor injuries. Mid-America Network News.
At Midwest Kia, we're helping you solve all the problems that everyone is talking about when buying your next new vehicle. Have you been told there are no new cars out there? No problem. Have you been told you have negative equity? No problem. Have you been told you have bad credit? No problem. Maybe you've even heard you can't get a great deal on a new car. At Midwest Kia, we solve all of these problems for you. With over 300 new Kias, certified pre-owned Kias, and used vehicles, Midwest Kia has the deal and the car, truck, or SUV for you. And we want to get you approved. If you have $600 cash or trade, you could be approved for a brand new Kia today. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Only at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Simple, transparent, and fast. A better way to buy.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
On select models, new group credits, Hawaii is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
Last week's major waterline break that forced residents of Wichita to boil their water before using it for several days highlights concerns about Wichita's aging infrastructure. The water main break that forced the boil order last week happened after the city's water plant lost part of its power supply, so the pump sending water throughout the system automatically shut down before restarting abruptly when power was restored. The Wichita Eagle reports that back in 2017, an assessment was done that found 99% of Wichita's water treatment plant was in poor condition, and the entire raw water pipe system was in very poor condition. Listen up, educators in Kansas. McDonald's bringing back the free thank you meal this week only and offering breakfast to school teachers as well as administrators and staff. Educators can get one free breakfast per day at participating McDonald's restaurants from today through Friday. Choice of Egg McMuffin, Sausage Biscuit, or Bacon, Egg, and Cheese Biscuit, each of those coming with a hash brown and coffee. Mid-America Network News.
No two farms are alike, and at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand that. That's why you'll get farm insurance coverage tailored just for you. We look at your individual situation and help you figure out the coverages that make the most sense for your farm, all at an affordable price. No matter what you grow or how big or small your farm, we can help. Your roots are in farming. Ours are in protecting you. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A woman drowned while canoeing on the North Platte River near Scotts Bluff in western Nebraska. Scotts Bluff County Sheriff Mark Overman says the canoe that the woman and her husband were using overturned Friday afternoon near Scotts Bluff's wastewater treatment facility. The woman's husband reported the drowning. The Scotts Bluff Star-Herald reports the man initially struggled to reach his wife in the water, but once he did, he administered CPR. Overman did not immediately release the name or age of the woman who died. An autopsy has been planned. The Nebraska Governor's Office announced Friday a contract agreement with state public employees that will provide significant pay hikes, particularly to those working in some health care and high-demand jobs. The state and the Nebraska Association of Public Employees reached an agreement in principle, meaning it's not yet been ratified, worth $47 million in new compensation. I'm Rick Everett, and that's a look at your Monday Nebraska news on the Mid-America Network.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last Monday unanimously approved a proposal from Hall Brothers for the overlay of 5.5 miles of 8th Road south of Blue Rapids. The work will be done next year, but it's guaranteed at $457,000. The bridge chosen for the local bridge improvement program is in Noble Township on Tumbleweed Road. This will be an 80-foot steel girder bridge. Anything over 50 feet is the responsibility of Marshall County. County Councilor advised tax sale is well underway. The board met for a couple of hours in executive sessions, which include a review of 6 proposals for construction manager for the jail project. Returning to regular session, commissioners unanimously agreed to interview Universal Construction, AHRS, and Coonrod and Associates over the next 2 weeks for the construction manager at risk for the proposed jail project. Designs could be complete by November, with bids out in February and construction beginning as early as March of next year. Washington County Commissioners last week discussed the wage scale and made some departmental adjustments. Additional changes may be forthcoming. 7 applications for the Community Development Block Grant were approved as received through the Economic Partnership. Nemahal County Commissioners met with department heads advising that a contractive firm is working on job descriptions and are conducting a wage analysis. Possible changes to the county's sick leave policy are being considered. Representatives with Nemahal Valley Community Hospital shared details on the hospital's plans to renovate and expand the current hospital building in Seneca. It was announced last week that Cook & Company will contribute $500,000 toward the project. A theft of several items from a storage shed near 12th and Indian Roads near Oquito was reported to local authorities last month. Sometime September 22nd or 23rd, a 2005 Buell motorcycle, shotgun, fuel from vehicles, and a set of keys were reported stolen by Ryan Clays of Oquito. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Marshall County Sheriff's Office. A property across the highway from the Washington County Fairgrounds is being considered for a new Family Dollar or Dollar Tree store. Demolition and utility extension work is expected to begin soon on the half-block site. Washington City Council last week heard options on updating the Munchkin Land play area at the park, which was installed some 20 years ago and is in need of repairs. Renovation costs could run $55,000 and a complete rebuild $360,000. Some outside funding sources may be available for part of the cost. No decisions were made. The city administrator suggested a street rehabilitation project on C and D streets, similar to the recent work on B Street. That could be funded through the city half-cent sales tax. The Homer Hansen Stadium Committee kicked off the final phase fundraiser for a new press box at the stadium at Marysville High School. The concept was first proposed as a next phase following initial restoration of the stadium itself, but was sidelined for a year with a recent installation of artificial turf at the complex. The group acknowledged support of donors and sponsors thus far on various improvements, including $100,000 contributions by Citizen State Banks and Pepsi of Marysville toward the scoreboard and video board, and $50,000 presented Saturday night by United Bank and Trust as lead donor toward the press box, with several other significant contributions netting over $150,000 toward a $600,000 goal. Final design work is being completed, with construction to be done by next fall. Additional contributions at all levels are being accepted through the USD 364 Foundation, with those cumulative donations of $2,500 or more to be listed permanently at the stadium on a donor wall. Bonnie M. Harper, age 88 of Frankfort, passed away Wednesday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfurt in charge for Bonnie Harper. Larry Pete Vonderfecht, age 77, of Pawnee City, passed away Friday. Memorial service Saturday, 10 a.m. at Zion Lutheran Church, Pawnee City. Nernman at a later date at the Pawnee City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday, 6 until 8, at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Pete Vonderfecht. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken strips, a biscuit, baked beans, mixed veggies, and pineapple. Tomorrow, ribs, seasoned mashed potatoes, sauerkraut, zucchini and tomatoes, and rosy applesauce. A reminder, Marching Festival at Marysville High School, Marysville High Marching Band at 9, with six other high school bands competing each half hour at Homer Hansen Stadium. It is free and open to the public this morning. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a low pressure system that's continuing to push off towards the east, and it looks like we'll see clearing skies later on this afternoon as a quick high pressure system moves in. Dry weather for tonight. We have another low that will move across the central parts of the Midwest starting tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow night into Wednesday, bringing scattered showers and thunderstorms. Temperatures in the 70s, we'll see cooler temperatures once this next low moves through. We'll see highs only in the upper 60s by the middle of the week. So across the area, clearing skies, mid-70s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tonight, mostly clear, upper 40s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny. Could see some isolated rain showers in the afternoon, upper 70s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy skies, showers and thunderstorms, upper 50s. And Wednesday will continue the chance of storms. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-October 71, record high on this date 93, the average low 46 and the record low 26. Sunrise this morning 7:33, sunset this evening 6:55. We received just over a quarter of an inch of rain Sunday here at the studios in Marysville. And most of the shower activity indicated by radar is moving out of our listening area, tracking out of the very far southeast corner of Nebraska, then across the eastern quarter of Kansas. Under an overcast sky, 54 degrees ahead of sunrise. And that's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 11th of October. It's Columbus Day. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
If you are looking for a steady job with competitive pay and benefits, you're in luck. Tension Envelope has immediate openings for operators and adjusters at their facility located at 1601 Spring Street in Marysville. If you are detail-oriented and enjoy working on a team, then the operator position might be right for you. If you look at equipment and like to figure out how it works, then check out the adjuster positions. To learn more, visit tensioncorp.com/careers. That's T-E-N-S-I-O-N, corp.com/careers.
Buffalo's huge statement in the Show Me State. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Even with an hour-plus halftime weather delay, the reeling Chiefs were still no match for Josh Allen and the Bills in a rematch of last season's AFC Championship game.
Snap. Josh Allen back to throw. Sets up, has time, fires it deep down the left side, got a man wide open, caught, touchdown.
The call on WGR, Allen accounted for four Buffalo touchdowns. The Bills' defense also forced four KC turnovers en route to a 38-20 drubbing. With no shortage of points in Los Angeles, the Chargers were gifted an unexpected push in a back-and-forth tilt with the Browns.
Hand off to Eckler.
They're trying to let him score.
They are. And they are carrying him into the end zone for a touchdown.
On Alt 98.7, Austin Eckler found pay dirt three times, including on that 30-yard run, courtesy of a push from the Browns defense. L.A. outlasted Cleveland 47-42. Bears rookie Justin Fields was efficient in his first start since being named the team's new QB1.
Fields under center, takes play fake. Fields rolling to his right. Hit as he delivers into the end zone. Touchdown, Jesper Horsted!
On WBBM, Fields connected with Jesper Horsted on his first NFL touchdown pass. Chicago topped the stumbling Raiders in Vegas 20-9. To the baseball playoffs, a controversial ground rule double call came back to sting the Rays in a pivotal Game 3 of the American League Division Series.
Winning run at first. Young Luis Patino delivers, and there's a drive left field, high and deep, back by the wall! Gone! Red Sox win it!
On WEEI, after Kevin Kiermaier's run-scoring double was overturned in the top of the 13th inning, Christian Vasquez's two-run homer in the bottom half lifted the Red Sox past the Rays 6-4 to take a 2-1 lead in the best-of-five series. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Tune for the Coach's Corner following sports each evening at around 5:20 as we visit with the area high school football coaches from Diller O'Dell and Southern on Mondays. Tuesday, it's Axtell and Centralia. Wednesday, Hanover and Lynn. Frankfort and Valley Heights featured Thursday with Washington County and Marysville on Friday. Plus tune Fridays for the K-Prep's pregame show beginning after the news at 6. Our Coach's Corner Roundup following ahead of pregame coverage and our Friday night kickoffs live on Key and EY.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced a debt ceiling agreement late last week. The measure cleared the Senate Thursday evening, would increase debt limit by $480 billion in order to prevent the U.S. default through December 3rd. That's the same day in which the government funding will lapse under the continuing resolution approved by Congress earlier. But the actual date of when the Treasury Department would need another increase of the debt limit continues to fluctuate. Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell said the agreement gives Democrats time to go at it alone, using budget reconciliation to raise the debt ceiling for a longer period of time. For his part, Texas Senator John Cornyn told reporters his staff thinks it takes us into 2022, but he did not put a firm estimate on it. He said it just depends, but the important thing is December 3rd is not a drop-dead date. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer announced the House returned to D.C. tomorrow to take up and pass a debt ceiling measure. Well, despite the efforts by House Speaker Pelosi to pass the bipartisan infrastructure bill last week, efforts that included a visit to Capitol Hill by the president and a opposition to consideration by the measure by congressional progressives resulted in delaying the consideration. In a Dear Colleague letter, Speaker Pelosi said more time was needed to pass the bipartisan infrastructure package along with the larger social and climate reconciliation package. The speaker said she wants to pass the bipartisan bill by October 31st, when the 30-day recently ended reauthorization of the federal highway program expires. She said there's an October 31st surface transportation authorization deadline after passage of a critical 30-day extension. She said we must pass well before then, the sooner the better, to get the jobs out there. Now, given Congressional Progressive Caucus members have conditioned their support for the bipartisan infrastructure bill on certain enactments of the president's $3.5 trillion human infrastructure reconciliation bill, and the timing of the passage of that bill remains uncertain. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Harvest continues across the Plains states and the Mid-America region, and it was another big weekend for many producers with the harvest continuing here in the state of Kansas, excluding some of the precipitation that we've had to encounter over the last week. And Mike Zizzolo, the president of the Global Commodity Analytics in Kansas, took a look at the U.S. crop harvest reports and said that things are just a bit unusual for the year of 2021. The biggest thing that he's noticed is a lot of the variability yield numbers that we've seen.
Well, I think the biggest thing I see continues to be the corn harvest pace versus the bean harvest pace suggests corn yields are indeed more variable. And I hate to say lower because of the issues that we're seeing with the yields that are coming in. Very good yield, very top-end yields in places like Kansas and Nebraska.
He says while he sees some good yield numbers, the question remains on whether those yield numbers will be consistent during the rest of the harvest.
very strong yields in certain parts of Illinois, but are they top-end yields? And I think that's where, yes, probably 90% of the producers in Kansas and Nebraska that I work with are saying we've got top-end yields in our corn, and they're getting close to wrapping up. They're probably two-thirds, if not 75% complete. But in central Illinois through central Indiana, they're probably around 50% complete in corn, around maybe closer to 70, 75% in soybeans, but the rain's slowing them down. But what they're telling me essentially is I've got top-end yields at about 25% of my corn in the state, but everything else is above average.
He says as of right now, and according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, that roughly six of the 18 major corn-producing states are at 50% or greater on harvest progress, but it's a different story in the soybean harvest.
Completely upside down when it comes to soybeans. Only two of 18 states are at 50% or over on harvest, and only at 34% versus 35% a year ago.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
State purpose of visit.
Well, looks like the old tractor's gonna kick the bucket this year.
Searching internet for new bucket.
No, I wanna check insurance rates.
Sale located. Right now, get 20% off new bucket with code It's Raining Buckets.
Robots don't know you. We do. For more than 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has relied on relationships to get you the insurance coverage you need for your farm or ranch. Find a Farm Bureau agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Good morning, Dennis Enrakes from Beatrice 77 Livestock. It's a Monday, and we've got great cattle here today, so let's certainly get after it here this morning. Well, the markets last week sold out on Wednesday at a 122 to 124 in the cash. 196 is what we picked up on the reported prices, so certainly steady go last week. Here today, again, 10 o'clock start at high noon. We'll move into the hay department. Right now, with those cloudy skies and the threat of rain, the hay market is a little bit slow. But you can certainly give us a call here this morning and check out any additional consignments. We do have 26 alfalfa grass square bales that look pretty good here this morning. In the round grass big bales case, we do have 10. Well, moving on to the consignments of cattle, we've got great cattle here today, and certainly get on those right after the hay sale at 12 o'clock noon, and we're going to start off with weaned calves, guys, weaned and vaccinated, really, really nice set. Now, I've got two groups of calves with no wean. They're going to be 11 black, red, white face steering heifers. Coming off the cow, they're going to be 500 to 700. They're the Clawman cattle out of Gladstone. One more set of no wean calves, 12 black and char steering heifers are going to weigh 550 to 600. Mike Borgman out of Beatrice. Now, it's wean time. It's vaccination time. Nine black semis steering heifers, absolutely wean back 450 to 550. Greg Harden out of Holland. Heaney cattle out of Endicott, there's going to be seven black and black baldy steering heifers. They're all weaned back, weighing 5 to 550. Max Henricks out of Bruny, 94 black and red Angus steering heifers. August, wean September, back 450 to 600. Bob Harden out of Wymore, 55 black Simmental steers are going to be all steers. 45-day wean and back 450 to 550. Eddie Dorn out of Philly's got 38 black steer-end heifers with a September wean, September vac weighing 5 to 675. Going to the yearling cattle, 50 black heifers, yearling soft grass. They are the Banahan brothers out of Endicott weighing 750 to 850. Kenny Mueller out of Syracuse, 28 black steers, yearling soft grass weighing 750. Jeff Dutzman out of Pickrell, 32 black heifers, background yearlings. They're going to weigh that 8 1/4, 850. Dolan Mike, Crete, 23 black baldy steering heifer yearlings coming off grass. They're going to weigh 800 to 900. And along with some short yearlings, guys, there's going to be six black steering heifers. Certainly got a wean, guys. They're going to weigh that 7 1/4. They are the Axmit cattle out of Denton. That's going to wrap it up here today. Certainly we'll catch another 50 to 60 head of those calves here this morning. And certainly good cattle, guys. So come out to the sale, Beatrice 77 Livestock. Give us a call, Tony Rick or Denny at 223-3571. Have a great day. Come to the auction and keep in mind, you certainly can go online for all the markets, the consignments, the auctioneer's page, or turn on the video at Pietra77.net.
A forbidden fruit makes a big comeback. We have all the current news today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, October 11th, the 284th day of the year. It's Columbus Day, the anniversary of the Italian navigator's expedition to the New World in 1492. Black and red currants, those sharp-tasting blueberry-like fruits once grown widely in the U.S., are enjoying new popularity with American producers. Banned for much of the 20th century because of fungus concerns, currants now have a clean bill of health. And they're being rediscovered by American palates. Wineries are the largest customer segment right now, but they're gradually finding their way back into everyday recipes. Currants are easily incorporated into jellies and jams, breads, salads, and desserts. And their nutritional punch shouldn't be ignored. They have four times the vitamin C of oranges and twice the antioxidants of blueberries. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
731 from KNDY. Widespread 20 to 30 hundredths of an inch rain with just a very long light shower activity throughout the day Sunday. A little bit overnight. 54 degrees this morning with a high in the middle 70s on tap for today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Monday. Josh Allen threw three touchdown passes and ran for another score as the Buffalo Bills beat the Chiefs 38-20 last night. The rematch of the AFC title game was delayed more than an hour by lightning when the teams were at halftime. The Bills improved to 4-1 by beating the Chiefs for only the second time in their last seven meetings. Patrick Mahomes threw two touchdown passes and was picked off twice, both of them on balls that were tipped, as the Chiefs dropped to 2-3 and last place in the AFC West. Former KU basketball standout Frank Mason III signed a training camp deal last week with the Los Angeles Lakers. He fills in the final spot on the Lakers' 20-man roster. This is Mason III's fourth NBA team. He started the 2021 season with the Orlando Magic before being waived to the G League. Monday Kansas Sports here on the Mid-America Network.
K-State football fans, your Wildcats host Iowa State Saturday, October 16th in a night game at the Bill. Kickoff is set for 6:30 p.m. and it's fan favorite Harley Day. Tickets start at just $25 with a Wildcat 4-pack. Reserve your seats today at kstatesports.com or 1-800-221-CATS. Join us as the Cats host the Cyclones and we celebrate our K-State Trailblazers. Don't miss Big 12 football under the lights at Bill Snyder Family Stadium as K-State hosts Iowa State Saturday, October 16th.
Friday night football scores. Marysville fell to Concordia 32-6. Chapman edged Clay Center 20-19. Wamego over Casey Schlegel 48-14. And Ulysses beat Abilene 42-19. Frankfort down Hanover 48-8. Axtell beat Lynn 58-8. It was Valley Heights over Troy 12-0. Centralia took Horton 62-7. Diller Odell fell to Johnson Brock 77-8. Southern lost Fayre Central 56-24.
For H, for you, for America, for H.
A salute during October National 4-H Month from Andy's Hardware and Lumber, B&W Electric, and Free CPA.
Hi, my name is Preston Landell, and I am a member of the Happy Harvesters 4-H Club. This is my seventh year in 4-H. I took swine and beef to the county fair this year. I enjoy 4-H, and I'm excited to see what new opportunities will bring in the years to come.
I pledge my head to clear thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living for my club, my community, my country, and my world. Hi, my name is Chloe Vell, and I'm a member of the Boston Boosters 4-H Club. I have recited the 4-H pledge each month for the past 12 years before we started each meeting. 4-H is an organization that has helped me prepare for several different events through my high school career. I have gained confidence to stand in front of crowds and not afraid to take on any task. 4-H is more than just cooking and animals. It has taught me leadership skills and responsibilities. With these leadership skills, it has given me the opportunity to be an officer at my high school and in the national level. Just like any organization, there are challenges, but you can always count on a 4-H member to get you through these. October is 4-H Month, and if you are looking for an organization that will strive to make you a better person, join 4-H.
My name is Charlie Shum, and I am 6 years old. This is my first year in the Home City Hustlers 4-H Club. I show bacon my pig and vegetables from my garden.
A salute during October National 4-H Month from Andy's Hardware and Lumber, B&W Electric, and Free CPA.